One of Vermont's most unique manufacturing companies lies behind a nondescript red door in downtown Bethel. As VPR's Steve Zind reports, the company makes a musical instrument made to go to some pretty far-flung places.
It plays like a guitar, but it doesn't look like one. The alpaca guitar is a weirdly shaped instrument that Pablo Picasso might have designed. The prominent sound hole isn't located in the center as it is on most guitars. It's up in one corner, for a reason.
So we can shove our socks and undies in there.
The alpaca is a backpacker's guitar, designed to be light, compact, and rugged. Company founder Chris Duncan says the corner sound hole also makes it easier to get the water out if you happen to dunk the guitar in a stream, as they do in a video on the company's website. The alpaca is designed to go places you wouldn't even want to take a regular travel guitar. Duncan calls it an adventure guitar.
We have a guitar down in Antarctica for the summer. We have one that's traveling around the world on a sailboat. We have one that's planning a trip to the headwaters of the Amazon. And we have one that's going on a cross-country American bike trip in the summer.
The alpaca is made of carbon fiber and flax injected with epoxy. What emerges after the pieces are fully assembled is a hard, lightweight instrument. The tuners are a unique stainless steel design located at the back of the guitar where they're not likely to snag on a branch or bang into a rock when the instrument is strapped onto a pack. The materials and technology in the alpaca are similar to those used in aircraft and race cars. The difference lies in the company's use of more natural glues and solvents. It's required a lot of trial and error to develop the right formula, and taking a more eco-friendly approach to manufacturing the guitars has its challenges. Duncan would like to get away from carbon and use natural fibers. Alpaca is already making all flax guitars and has plans to use hemp as well. The problem is both are heavier than carbon fiber.
It's substantial in that the guitar itself is only 3 pounds, especially for hikers who are cutting the ends off their toothbrushes. Here we don't want a guitar for them that they have to add an extra pound on their backs for.
The guitar also requires trade-offs in the way it sounds, compared to a quality acoustic guitar. But Duncan says it's not enough for the guitar to be rugged, so adjustments have been made, like adding a little wood to improve the sound. Jay Burstein is a luthier at Alpaca.
And another unique feature is that we have a hollow neck, which has resulted in a really great sustain.
Burstein is one of 5 full-time employees at the company, which is turning out about 20 guitars a month, priced at $899. The demand is greater than the supply, and Duncan has to turn away business.
A lot of people can't wait. They've got a trip that they've got planned. They would like us to be a lot like a retail store where we could just put one in the box for them tomorrow and send it, but we don't have that ability.
Duncan says the company has yet to reach a point where it's sustaining itself from guitar sales. He started Alpaca 2 years ago with a Kickstarter campaign that raised more than $67,000. He says it's taken a lot more in private investments to finance the company, but Kickstarter's value wasn't really in the money raised.
As far as its ability to not only market us initially and vet the product to make sure it was something that we should pursue, it did a very good job of that.
While the alpaca is made in Vermont, it was born on the road. Duncan says the idea for the guitar came to him when none of the instruments his family took on a long road trip survived. He's confident these would. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zinn.